96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Right now, about a million Wisconsin kids are on winter break. The holidays are supposed to be a jolly time, but when young people are already in crisis across the state, they can be especially vulnerable to any change in their routines. The latest data shows more than half of kids surveyed say they're dealing with anxiety, and a third have recently felt hopeless. In last year's Youth Risk Behavior Survey, 3 in 10 Wisconsin students reported they've experienced some sort of mental health challenge in the last year, and about 1 in 5 had considered suicide. Psychologist Megan Kanya says these symptoms don't always look like sadness. Sometimes they look like conflict.
All of a sudden, they go from being a really easygoing kid to all of a sudden they are arguing, they're talking back, they're refusing to do schoolwork. There may be a lot of school avoidance or refusal. They may have stopped doing chores. They may be having trouble getting out of bed.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health began its work more than 10 years ago. And in that time, they've seen a 42% increase in depression among young people. Mental health professionals say disruption in routine, like over the holidays when there's no school, can exacerbate struggles. Providers often see seasonal spikes in anxiety and depression between Thanksgiving and New Year's. Kenya says how parents talk to kids and young adults about mental health issues really matters.
Our goal in treatment and even our goal in assessing it is never to call anxiety bad or negative. Anxiety is meant to keep us safe. There are still things that within our anxiety system or within that warning system that are effective and help motivate us.
She encourages families to help kids build what she calls distress tolerance, learning to stay grounded when emotions run high. And for anyone struggling, help is available 24/7 through the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. You can call or text 988. If you're in the giving spirit, now is a great time to donate blood. As we focus on loved ones, deal with winter weather, and travel, donations tend to drop around the holidays. Data shows only about 3% of eligible Wisconsinites give blood. Scott Martyr from the American Red Cross.
The need for blood is constant. Every 2 seconds, someone in this country needs a blood transfusion. And it could be for any one of a bunch of reasons. People battling cancer, mothers who are facing complications during childbirth, or accident victims who need emergency surgery. The Red Cross urges donors during the holiday months to come out and donate.
Not all the time, but often when you donate, your blood will stay here in Wisconsin. You can even download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, and you can track where your blood goes and where it's used.
Let's say we're short on B negative blood. We can ship blood from other areas here into this area so that there's enough B negative blood so that patients can receive that care.
Right now, there's not a shortage, but they're asking for more O-positive donors. Nearly 40% of people are O-positive, and more than 80% of people can receive O-positive blood. Isabel Anderson, also from the Red Cross.
That's really important because it's the most used blood type in hospitals. So we're really looking for people of all blood types, but especially if you have that O-positive blood type, we'd love you to come in and roll up your sleeve and donate.
And if you're not even sure what your blood type is, you can still go to donate and they'll be able to tell you right then and there. The process only takes about an hour, and Anderson suggests making it a holiday tradition. Go with friends or family to make it more fun.
It's really so simple and easy and very quick. There are 744 hours in December. Can you give us one to donate blood and help save lives?
To donate, you can go to redcrossblood.org. Today, we're highlighting some holiday stories from our team of reporters all over the state. The Southwood County Historical Museum has a yearly display that combines holiday spirit and history. It's their 9th annual Christmas Tree Walk. Melissa Kay takes us to Wisconsin Rapids.
Museum curator Allison Bruner says this yearly tradition brings in people who've never visited before, and they get a chance to see the old wooden home decked out for the festive season.
It's been really fun to see the community being able to come into the museum for something you might not usually expect at a historical museum.
She's been involved with the museum for the past 10 years. She says the tree walk brings in people of all ages.
We have older members of our society that remember when this building was the T.B. Scott Public Library. So there's a lot of nostalgia that comes in, but it's also fun in that we're making memories for the future right now.
Liz Stern is the co-chair of the Christmas Tree Walk. She said this is her 7th year putting up trees at the museum and that it's a delight to see the Witter home transform.
Oh, it just comes alive. You know, you come in here without the trees and it's like, well, you have, of course, the exhibits and things, but at Christmas time, it just, as each person brings their tree in to decorate, it just gets more and more exciting to see all the creative ideas people have and how beautiful it just, with all the lights and the tinsel, and it's just gorgeous.
What began around a decade ago with just 10 trees has grown to 27 this year. Stern said next year they hope to grow even more.
And we're always looking for more people to come and decorate trees or wreaths or whatever they have. We have big trees, we have little trees, we have medium-sized trees. You name it, we have it.
That's Melissa Kay reporting. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Happy holidays from all of us at Civic Media News.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a 3-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch, people come back every night. 3-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL, Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today. We may catch a flurry or two at some point this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 30s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.